this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
It's that time of the week. We wrap up the property markets from the weekend with Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. Jonathan, thank you so much. What was it like on the weekend?
Look, still relatively strong. Ross, good evening. I guess what I'm looking for is increased supply, because if there is a big fillip in the number of offerings, I think the price deterioration that we've long anticipated might set in. And look, the number of new listings in Sydney is up 15% on the same time last year.
So what you're suggesting, what you're hinting at here, is a few people are seeing the last glow of a boom and are sitting there and thinking, we'd better take advantage of this while we can and while there's still a few buyers out there.
And that's right. And so what's happened is the number of days on market for non-auction properties is now sitting at 33 days. But just 5 months ago, it was 26 days.
So there's a few other telltales out there that if you're going to put a property on the market, you might just have to wait and be a little patient, either to get your price or to find the buyer come through the door. So, you know, as you say, it hasn't necessarily shown up in weaker prices. We might even follow that through, see what people have seen themselves in the last little while. What about in Melbourne, where everybody says the market is still red hot?
Well, look, Melbourne is still leading the market in terms of the auction clearance rate. So CoreLogic had the Melbourne clearance rate, preliminary albeit, at 75%. So Sydney was sitting at 71%. And look, with the late returns, the later auction results, those both will dip. But look, there is still, you know, 70%. You cannot say isn't a very good result.
Okay, in Brisbane market, there's not as many homes taken to auction, but even there, we can tell it's not as robust as other parts of the country because the auction clearance rate, 48.8%.
Yeah, that was disappointing. Brisbane actually had the highest bidding. It didn't sell. There was a property at Fig Tree Pocket, right, listed by Peter Bond.
Oh, this is the former boss of Link Energy, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
He put, it's a stunning mansion on the riverfront, nine bathrooms, seven bedrooms on 1.2 hectares. It was passed in at $9.25 million, which was $250,000 short of its purchase in 2008.
Wow, that is some place. 1.2 hectares on the riverfront, seven bedrooms, nine bathrooms. What would you do with nine bathrooms? Jonathan Chancellor, as always, thank you so much for your time here on Money News.
Anytime, Ross.
What would you do with nine bathrooms?
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.